Bronski.
Yeah.
Two things I wanted to talk to you about and appreciate the opportunity to. First, there's a story in yesterday's Post on 13 states that Goldwater presumably had as of this moment, including Maine. And this is sharply different from my own reaction to the Maine situation right now. I would say that if the election were held today, you'd carry Maine rather easily. And this comes from reports throughout the Republican rural areas of the state. I've been amazed by the reaction that has come to me, largely unsolicited. I'm getting letters from Maine Republicans who protest they've never done this sort of thing before, wanting to work in your behalf, join committees, want literature and all that sort of stuff. And last week, the president of Bowdoin College, Dr. Coles, who has about as Republican a board of trustees as you could ask, announced that he was forming a Republicans for Johnson committee. But he was taking his life in his hands. But that's the first point. I wanted to give you that intelligence in case you had watched that story, and I know you don't miss any of these things.
Yeah, thank you.
Secondly, I've been talking to Liz Carpenter about the possibility of getting Mrs. Johnson up to Campobello to dedicate that park, and the only day she's got is August 10th. The problems that she says exist are one that the sponsoring agency has to, who's going to extend the invitation is the problem. Secondly, the question of transportation. The second is related to the first. But the only official invitation could come from the commission, which has not yet been appointed. Now, as you recall, the legislation, the commission is made up of six members, three Canadian and three American. Of the three American commissioners, you will select one from a list submitted by the governor of Maine. I'm quite sure that that list will include the name of Sumner Pike, whom I suspect you may be disappointing. On the other two names, I've discussed some with Jimmy Roosevelt, thinking you might be interested in some suggestions. And there are a number that I'll just tick off. Franklin Jr. is interested. Jimmy himself is interested. I would be interested. My name ought to be at the bottom of the list of priorities.
I think it ought to be at the top. Aren't you running?
I'm running.
Well, you ought to have what you want. You've been a good, loyal Democrat, and you've been able, and you've been forceful, and you've been diligent. And whatever I can do and whatever you want, we'll do. Now, what can Ms. Johnson do? Can she move it another date, or what do you want her to do?
Well, we've got, she says that you're reluctant to authorize government transportation, and it would be impossible for her to go without it.
Why?
Because there's simply no adequate commercial transportation, Mr. President. Northeast goes as far as Bangor, and it is not the most adequate transportation. But then from Bangor to Lubeck, there's absolutely nothing, you see. Absolutely nothing. And she wants to do this in half a day because I think she wants to go over to Vermont the same day to help Governor Hoff. And to do this commercially would take a couple of days and I think a couple of dog teams.
I'm afraid to let my family start flying in government planes because I'm afraid they'll charge, they'll quarrel with us as they do on anything that I do. I've got to be careful about it. I'll see if I can't charter a plane, though, some way, and I'll get with Liz and see what we can work out, and I'll sure do my best, because if it means anything that will help you, including my going any time, I won't do it, because I think you've made a remarkable, outstanding record, and you've been patriotic, and you've been damned able, and I'll never forget what you've done on McClellan's committee when everybody else ran, and our chips are in. Whatever we can do and any special favors I can do, you call Jack Melendia, Bill Moyers, my office, or Walter Jenkins, and tell them this will help you. And I won't know about a lot of these things, but if you need to, you get to me. But if not, just tell them to write a letter to so-and-so or to call so-and-so or to get you a speaker so-and-so or get a cabinet officer so-and-so. And you just hound them with requests and we'll do it, because there's not a man in the Senate I won't elect it more than you.
I appreciate it. appreciate that, Mr. President. Yeah, I got one other suggestion on the commission that you may want to think about. Or two. I think it would be well to have a woman. Kay Graham might be a good choice if you were thinking of someone outside of Maine. And I think that we don't want it too loaded with Maine people.
No.
And if you were thinking of Maine people, Jean Williams, who's the owner of the Gannett chain in Maine, would be a possibility.
Why don't you sit down with Ralph Dungan and I'm going to tell him.
Ralph's away until Monday.
All right.
Could I talk to Jack?
Yep. Jack or Walter, poor Walter is a man that's emerged. He's up till 3 this morning. I was too, but I expect it'd be better to talk to Jack's appointment secretary. Talk to Walter, and he'll get in with it. When do these appointments need to be made? Right away?
It'll be made right away so that we can get the invitation to Mr. Johnson.
All right. Well, just tell Walter then, and I'll try to get on today.
Okay.
Tell him the facts and tell him who you'd really recommend.
All right.
And who you think, and if I were you, I'd give a little thought to who might help me a little. Help Muskie.
Right.
Just bear that in mind, because that's a whole lot more important than other things right now. You get elected, you can be a statesman, but you got to get elected first.
And
you let our people know, and I'll tell them at the first staff meeting that I want them to go all out any way we can help you.